It wasn't a far drive, but fighting traffic took Tim 2 hours to get to Michelle's office at the U.S. Geological Survey Observatory in Seattle. Tim checked his watch, impatiently waiting for the elevator to lift him to the top floor of the building.
"I'm sorry, Michelle's in a meeting," her receptionist said.
"This is urgent."
"You're welcome to wait."
She gestured toward an empty chair by the door. Tim wanted to rush past her desk and barge into Michelle's office to demand an audience with her. He clenched his fists, knowing he'd get more with a sweeter treatment. He put on his most charming smile.
"I understand she's busy, but I have important data from Mount Rainier that needs to be relayed to her immediately. This is potentially life or death."
His smile faded to a look of worry.
"If I can't speak with her, I'll be forced to go to the media."
The receptionist picked up her phone.
"She'll see you," she said, glaring at him.
A moment later, he was standing in front of Michelle's desk, waiting for her to hang up the phone. A minute passed, and then two. She had the phone to her ear, but wasn't speaking. She hadn't met his eyes yet. Tim coughed, trying to get her attention. Another minute passed. He cracked his knuckles. Finally, she looked at him.
"Sorry to cut this short, Gary," she said. "I have someone here with urgent information."
After hanging up, Michelle arched her eyebrows.
"Well, Tim, spit it out.
Rainier is going to erupt."
She didn't look surprised.
"Joe," Tim thought.
"Let's see what you have," Michelle said.
Tim passed the file to her. It was faster to have what he needed on hand versus wasting time pulling it up on a laptop.
This wasn't looking good. Joe already called her, which meant he could have said anything to downplay what was really happening.
"I assume Joe called?"
"Mm-hmm,"
she answered, still looking through the paperwork. Michelle finally put the papers down to look at Tim again.
"This isn't the first time you've wanted to jump the gun."
"Jump the gun? Look at those numbers."
With the look she gave him, he took a calming breath.
"I'm sorry. I know this is sudden, but it can't hurt anything to alert county officials. At the very least, we can tell people to be ready to evacuate soon."
"And that's what I'm talking about. As soon as we mention the word evacuate, there's going to be hysteria. If we do that and we're wrong, we lose all credibility.
But if we're right, I've been on Rainier for years. I know this isn't some fluke."
"Doesn't matter, and that's not the point. We need to make sure we are right first."
"I know we are. The numbers don't lie."
Tim ground his teeth together, unable to fathom why they couldn't see what he saw.
"This is from a single day?" Michelle asked. He paused, knowing where she was going. "Like I said, I've been watching the mountain for years. I have years of data to compare against."
"But these numbers are from a single day?"
"Yes," he ground out.
"I see."
She took her glasses off and placed them on top of the papers. Folding her hands together and leaning back in her chair, she assessed him. Michelle puckered her lips, then sucked them in, seeming to have an internal debate. Finally, she said,
"You're right to be concerned."
But,
"Joe's right. We need more than one day's worth of numbers. Give it a week."
"A week?" Tim ran his hand through his hair. "That's the protocol for numbers that are steadily climbing, yes. But this is already high. She could erupt tomorrow, today even. By next week, it could be over."
Michelle frowned. "I doubt that's going to happen."
"What about the others studying Rainier? I know I'm not the only one out there who's seeing this. I can't be. Don't tell me you haven't heard from anyone else."
She shrugged. "I'm sorry, but that's exactly what I'm going to tell you. No one else has come forward with this."
Tim couldn't take any more of this. Michelle wasn't hearing him on logic. So, time to try emotion. "You have kids, right? Imagine your kids at home tonight, asleep in their beds, and the beautiful mountain they look out on decides to blow up